scientists found the first genetic clues to borderline personality disorder, but DNA is not destiny. The largest genetic study of borderline personality disorder has identified 11 associated genomic regions and 9 candidate risk genes. It strengthens the evidence that biology matters, but the results cannot diagnose an individual, explain most cases, or erase the powerful role of experience and environment. For decades, borderline personality disorder has often been explained through painful experiences, unstable relationships, adversity, trauma, and the ways people learn to survive intense emotions. Those influences matter. But a study published in Nature Genetics on July 20, 2026, adds a missing biological layer. In the largest genetic analysis of borderline personality disorder to date, an international team identified 11 regions of the human genome associated with the condition and highlighted 9 genes that may contribute to risk. The finding offers the first robust genome-wide signals for a disorder whose genetics had lagged far behind research into depression, schizophrenia, and bipolar disorder. It is a scientific milestone, but not a genetic verdict. No single borderline gene was discovered. The results cannot tell whether a particular person has or will develop the condition. They do not show that trauma is unimportant. What they reveal is more subtle. Vulnerability is partly biological, spread across many genetic variants and intertwined with both mental and physical health, what the researchers actually studied. Borderline personality disorder, commonly shortened to BPD, can involve intense and rapidly changing emotions, unstable self-image, impulsive behavior, and difficulty maintaining relationships. Experiences vary widely, and diagnosis is made through clinical assessment rather than a laboratory test. The researchers conducted a genome-wide association study, or QARS. Instead of searching for one mutation that directly causes a disease, a QARS compares millions of common genetic variants across very large groups. It asks whether particular variants appear slightly more often in people with a condition than in people without it. The discovery analysis included 12,339 people with BPD and 1,041,717 controls. A separate replication stage included another 685 cases and 107,750 controls. In the combined analysis, the team examined data from roughly 13,000 affected people and more than 1.1 million controls drawn from 14 countries. At scale matters. A previous GWAS involving fewer than 1,000 cases did not find any variant reaching the conventional threshold for genome-wide significance. The new study had enough statistical power to detect much smaller signals. 11 regions, not 11 causes. The combined analysis identified 11 independent genomic loci associated with BPD. A locus is a region of the genome, not necessarily a single gene and certainly not a complete explanation. Statistical and gene-based analyses highlighted 9 candidate risk genes, including FOXP2, SARS-CD, EXD3, and others. These names should not be interpreted as 9 switches for the disorder. Common psychiatric conditions are usually polygenic, meaning that many variants each contribute a tiny amount to overall susceptibility. A person can carry some risk-associated variants and never develop BPD. Another person can develop the condition without carrying a particular highlighted variant. Even when a signal lies near a biologically interesting gene, more laboratory work is needed to establish which gene is active in which cells, at what stage of life, and through what mechanism. Association is the beginning of that investigation, not its conclusion, the number most likely to be misunderstood. The study estimated single nucleotide polymorphism heritability at 17.3% on the liability scale. This does not mean that 17.3% of an individual's BPD is caused by genes. Heritability is a population statistic. It estimates how much of the variation in susceptibility among people in a particular population and environment is associated with the measured common genetic variants. It is also narrower than estimates from twin and family studies, which have placed overall heritability higher. GWAS-based estimates capture only part of genetic variation and depend on the sample, assumptions, and available data. The researchers also created a polygenic score, or PGS, by combining many small genetic effects. It explained about 4.6% of the variation in BPD liability in the study's datasets. That is useful for research, but far too limited for individual diagnosis or prediction. Put simply, the study found a detectable genetic footprint. It did not produce a clinical DNA test. Shared biology across diagnostic labels. The genetic pattern associated with BPD overlapped most strongly with patterns found in post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, antisocial behavior, suicide, and self-harm measures. This may help explain why symptoms and diagnoses frequently overlap in real patients. But genetic correlation does not prove that one condition causes another, nor does it mean the disorders are biologically identical. Shared signals can reflect common pathways, overlapping symptoms, diagnostic practices, or other factors that require further research. The study also reported associations between the BPD polygenic score and physical conditions, including diabetes and obstructive pulmonary disease, in two biobanks. These findings are intriguing, but they do not show that BPD genes directly cause those illnesses. Medication, smoking, stress, access to care, socioeconomic factors, and shared biology could all contribute. Trauma and genes are not competing explanations. One risk of genetic research in mental health is that a complex life is reduced to DNA. Another is the opposite, that acknowledging trauma or social conditions makes biology irrelevant. The evidence supports neither extreme. Genes can influence temperament, sensitivity to stress, and other characteristics that shape how a person responds to experience. Environments can alter development and gene activity. Trauma may affect people differently depending on biological susceptibility, while supportive relationships and effective treatment may reduce risk even when vulnerability exists. The authors specifically describe BPD as influenced by both environmental and genetic factors. Future research will need more detailed information about symptoms, trauma histories, gene activity, and development to understand how those layers interact. A major limitation: whose genomes were studied? All participants in the discovery and replication analyses were of European ancestry. This reduces certain statistical complications, but it sharply limits how confidently the findings can be applied to the rest of the world. Polygenic scores often perform worse when used in populations that differ from the datasets on which they were developed. Unless future studies include far more diverse ancestry groups, genetic psychiatry could deepen existing health inequalities rather than reduce them. There are other limitations. Cases came from clinical studies, biobanks, and health records that did not all identify BPD in exactly the same way. The number of affected participants remains modest compared with GWAS research for some other psychiatric conditions. Women are diagnosed more frequently, but diagnostic and selection biases may contribute to that difference. What could change for patients? Nothing in the study changes diagnosis or treatment today. Psychotherapy remains the central evidence-based treatment, and some structured approaches can substantially improve symptoms and functioning. No medication has been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration specifically for BPD, although clinicians may treat particular symptoms or co-occurring conditions. The longer-term value lies in understanding mechanisms. Larger and more diverse studies may reveal biological pathways that help researchers classify symptoms more precisely, identify new drug targets, or understand why BPD commonly appears alongside other conditions. Genetic support can also improve the odds that a proposed drug target will succeed, but moving from a statistical locus to a safe treatment usually takes years. DNA should reduce blame, not create a new label. Evidence of biological susceptibility may help challenge the damaging idea that people with BPD simply choose their emotions or behavior. Yet, genetic language can create a different stigma if it is used to portray someone as permanently unstable, dangerous, or beyond recovery. The responsible message is neither it is all in the genes, nor it is all caused by experience. BPD appears to emerge from many small biological influences interacting with development, relationships, adversity, and protection over time. The study has found the clearest genetic clues so far. Those clues may eventually lead researchers toward better explanations and treatments. They do not define a person, predict a life, or close the door to recovery. DNA shapes probability, not destiny.